not. Do not.
Donut.
Donut.
Forbidden. All right, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Beyond Good Day. Later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with his recipe of the week, and he's trying to dig himself out of that hole he got into last week with the hot dogs. So
yeah. I like the hot dog conversation.
Promise
me too.
Something better.
He's doing pumpkins this time.
Today. I think he's into pumpkins. You're right. Yep. He's successful. He's like a lot of successful people. He understands what doesn't work, and he fixes that sort of thing. And if we have a talent at all, any of us who have any kind of talent, you know that you are going to make gaffes. You're going to fall down. You're going to spill. The Tom Hanks thing's a pretty good example of that. We've done things.
You missed it. Tom Hanks just dropped the F-bomb on Good Morning America.
Right. So that happens.
They had no... It happens.
Yeah, right. That matters. Is that going to ruin his career?
No, it's not.
It's going to ruin his life?
I don't think so.
No. But if you...
You think he'll get fined by the FCC?
The video is beautiful because both he and the host just recoil in shock of what just
happened.
Did
I just say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's part of the vernacular. Anyway, it's what it is.
It happens.
And so we move on.
I'm sure people are shocked. Shocked.
Oh, yes. Horrible.
Terrible. Horrified.
It's like walking down the street in New York City. Right, yeah. What happened?
How could he say that word?
Anyway, the story at DougSteffen.com today, before we get into some of our other stories in Beyond Good Day, the New England Journal of Medicine this week has the story of a fellow who has a curious scalp. He's 21 years old. His scalp looks just like a brain. You want to see this picture?
I saw it, yeah.
Man has a condition called cutis verticillis gyrata.
It should be ugly.
Cutis verticillis gyrata.
Right.
Has ridges and furrows resembling the surface of the brain.
Ooh.
The changes to the scalp started appearing a couple of years ago. Then he was examined by doctors. He had intellectual impairment. They reported he didn't have any other sorts of symptoms. They didn't do anything to change his scalp at the time. The condition can be associated with rare genetic conditions. Most commonly occurs by itself, said the doctor, who's a dermatology professor at Mount Sinai. He said that the treatments for the condition are mainly cosmetic. Yeah, I mean, you look at this thing and you want to, why don't you just put a wig on or something? It's kind of weird.
Does he have hair?
No, it's no hair. It's just some grooves in his
just
head.
Just the brain, yeah.
Yeah.
The brain.
Cool.
It's a great Halloween costume. I suppose,
right, exactly.
Cool.
All right, by the way, Roberta's Queen of Cheap is listed front and center at DougSteffen.com. We have photos of the farm from our fall photo shoot. And our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has tips on buying Halloween candy at the supermarket. If you want to check that out at DougSteffen.com. And please, no matter what, make sure that you check out the time-lapse video of the space shuttle's trip through Los Angeles last week. It is just really amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Yesterday we were talking a little about the lottery and our poll. If you won the lottery, how long would it... These people waited until, a week before the five-year thing, statute ran out to collect their money. And so our question was, how long would you wait before you claimed your money? 40%
said... 5 seconds?
Wait until I met an accountant. 20% said I'd never play the lottery. 19% said I'd wait until the publicity had died down. 16% said I'd get it as soon as possible. 4% said I'd wait a week or so till I decided who I was going to share it with. Jennifer, speaking of sharing things, what sort of social media share and share alike items do we have on Twitter and Facebook? Most of our action is on Facebook, in reality.
Well, we have a lot of stuff on our Twitter feed, too, but the responses are a lot easier to track on our Facebook page. So Facebook.com/Good Day Show. If you do follow our Twitter feed, you'll get links to all of the great stories up at DougSteffen.com and other things of interest to you. On Facebook is where we ask a lot of questions, like, which of these elements is most important in your life, the spiritual, emotional, intellectual, or physical, or, as Bob from El Paso added, the financial? Thomas said, these days the only thing that matters is the money. Cindy
really?
Said, these, yeah.
Wow.
And these days, spiritual, physical, emotional, intellectual are mixed. You can mix them up any given day. Alex said, a cute pair of shoes. I'm with you, Alex. Mm. Karen said, as my husband likes to say, if you don't have your health, it's pretty hard to have anything else. And yeah. Patrick said, spiritual. The fact that I have that blesses me with the other elements.
Yeah. All right, so that's cool. Help yourself. Comment all the time. They are emailed to Jennifer or Roberta or Rich or Doug at DougStephan.com. Can I, Roberta's got, she's chomping at the bit and I want her to have her time. Can I just relay something that's beginning to bug the you know what out of me?
Here we go.
Sure.
These causes that people, I don't even know how I got on this list.
Breast cancer.
But
give
there's
me a break.
There's a whole thing. Yeah, this one is turn your Facebook page pink.
What?
This week.
Oh, you really were.
No, I'm not kidding.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness.
Right, yeah. But there are these people who have causes. I must have 30,000 different causes that are floating into my email.
Isn't it funny how some have better PR and marketing departments than others?
Yeah.
And you watch the movement grow over the course of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And just see how it changes culture and society.
Well,
it's amazing.
In this case, I didn't subscribe to causes. Somebody sent me a cause they wanted me to sign on to, and I'd never seen this before. So I looked at it, and maybe by looking at it, I opened it up. So now every cause from anybody that I know that I'm friends with comes to me, and I'm tired of it. It's annoying, frankly. And you can't, it's very difficult, let's put it that way. You can't unsubscribe, but it's very difficult to unsubscribe. So by doing this, all they have done is annoy me. And so whenever causes comes up, I just click on delete. And I'm sure there are some things that I might want to learn about, but I don't want to be accosted by this stuff all day, every day. And I think that's what happens a lot with things that you find, and that's why I said it with regard to Jennifer Dwyer, Facebook stuff. People are following it, and then all of a sudden something will pop in, and these guys are, you know, at Facebook trying to make a buck or two, and they connect themselves with things that, for the most part, I sure as heck am not interested in. And so you wonder if they don't lose something by trying to jam that stuff down your throat. Anybody feel that way, or am I the only one?
Apparently not, because they keep growing and growing and growing.
Well, listen, what can I tell you? Speaking of growing, Roberta Fasanelli and her growing brain, in a moment here, shares one of our important stories of the week with you here on Good Day.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural extreme savings throughout the store. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And soprano ukuleles, just $39. Make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober. Now through October 28th.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
11, 10, 12. How about 11. How about 10, 11, 12? We've gone by
that
already.
Right.
No, we missed that.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't miss that.
Missed
all right.
That one.
We haven't missed Roberta Fasanelli with her Beyond Good Day story for the day. This is food for thought, I'm sure, Roberta, because you're always into our cerebrum and cerebellum.
Well, first we're going to start with a soundbite. So everybody listen to this.
We took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Now, apparently, that binders full of women content, the content that he said, that everybody's
heard
word, that.
The phrase seems
the
to
phrase,
have grabbed on
binders
for whatever the
full
yeah.
of women, yes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, it's also grabbed on to people writing Amazon.com reviews for binders, and it's taken on a life of their own.
Binders, you're talking about regular binders, book binders.
Binders,
yeah.
Every three-ring binders.
Yeah.
Three-ring binders,
right.
Binders,
so why was that kind of
binders.
Why did somebody pick on Romney for that? I don't get it.
Well, it's not that they're picking on him. It's just that the comment just have evoked, I think, people's funny bones. So here are some of the reviews that people have written on Amazon.com about binders. Here's one. It says, quote, I used to think women were beyond organization till I discovered these binders. Now those pesky women are lined up, organized, and orderly. Another review says, these binders are very sturdy, so the women didn't fall out or get wrinkled. Another review said, warning, these binders only fit one woman, not multiple. Another one said, I thought the one-inch ring binder would be enough because I'm a size 6, but I think it's size small, more like a 4. So if you're a 6 or an 8, you might want to go with the 2-inch binder. What another one said, while these binders are quite useful for holding paper, I have yet to find a woman willing to allow herself to be perforated with a three-hole punch. And it goes on and on and on.
And this is supposed to be amusing?
Oh, they're hysterical, the reviews.
They are?
Some of them are just hilarious.
Wait, I must have missed. Was I not paying attention?
You go to Amazon.com and
no,
just put
I want
in
you
binders.
To tell us. No, I don't want to go there. I want you to tell us something. I want to hear from you, your interpretation of what's in the binders and make it funny.
The reviews itself themselves are funny, Doug. Obviously, you weren't listening.
I was, and I didn't laugh.
There are so many jokes. One of the funnier things about binders full of women is, like, within minutes.
I don't see what's funny about
there
that.
There was a
They've
Facebook
made it about
page.
Bill Clinton now.
Hey, what?
Right.
Huh? How did they make it about Bill Clinton?
Binders full of women had a Facebook page, a Tumblr page, and a Twitter account within minutes.
Yeah. Why, though?
With thousands, tens of thousands of followers.
What? Why?
Just think about it. Binders full of women.
Binders. You think a three-ring binder with, like, you know.
It's like a little black
candidate.
And you have
jobs?
Pictures of women in them.
I think you really have to stretch it to come up with that, Rich.
I think
it's a real.
I think
somebody
it's
just
hilarious.
Posted a picture of Romney laughing.
Hilarious.
Somebody just posted a picture of Romney laughing. It says, binder. I just met her.
It's just a bizarre phrase. I don't think anybody's ever heard the phrase binders full of women.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I mean,
it
honestly.
It isn't funny at all.
But the fact
so?
That people have grabbed onto Amazon.com reviews and just started this thing. And every review for anything that says binder in it on
why
Amazon
do we have to
has
be,
these.
Why do we have to like what other people think is funny? Or just because other
don't
people
have
think
to.
Is funny?
But it is funny.
It isn't funny. I don't find it funny at all.
Just because you don't like Obama and you like Romney,
no.
defending him,
has
on
it, I don't like Romney.
No,
has nothing to do with that.
You don't even see the. I'm sure Romney sees the humor.
I see no humor in it whatsoever. It's about as much as funny as going to Svengala. To
Svengala's a funny place, man.
To count the trees.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so thanks, Roberta, for that. 800.
I bust a gun to Svengala.
All right. Email to Doug. You can complain. Doug@DougStefan.com.
Me and Romney.
Yeah.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The day with Doug.
You can get a leg up on all the issues.
Cucumbers.
Rich McFadden.
Hey, Doug, I'm Stefan. Love smoking corn.
Jennifer Horn.
Every time I walk into a Barnes & Noble, I feel like I might be brewing.
Roberta Fasanelli.
I got two words for you. Yeah. Crockpot.
Doug Stefan's good day. More fun than a science fair volcano. And with twice the pink fizzy stuff. Doug Stefan's good
day. Roberta.
I don't know if I like that one, by the way.
Yeah, I'm like, where did that come from?
Now, see, who made that? That was amusing versus the stuff that Roberta was trying to convince us was amusing from that
binder. Everybody thinks it's funny except you.
Everybody is not everybody. Three people that you are witness to think it was amusing, including yourself. I do not think it was amusing, and therefore I have the ability to express
John
myself.
John Slavinsky, what do you think?
Let me close this case.
That's the pull on that.
Okay. This is the show where comedians go to die.
Yeah, that's it.
That means funny stuff doesn't live here.
No, well. That's not true.
Mm.
There are a lot of funny moments. We are amusing people in and of ourselves.
Right.
You have things that are amusing once in a while. Roberta, more than once in a while. Jennifer, all the time. And I've always said, and you agreed with me, well, you said, I'm not funny, I just, I'm not funny, haha.
Right.
Funny.
Doug is funny without knowing he's funny.
Well, but I can be, I've had some of the supposedly best comedians anywhere on the air, and I was always funnier than they were.
Always.
In my
always.
Mind.
All right, so anyway.
All right, next on the better.
Let's go around the table better? Here.
Yes, the table.
Who do you think pays for the presidential debates?
Me.
Who pays for them?
Who pays for the presidential debates?
We do.
Okay, so you think they're tax dollar
I
funded?
Do, yeah.
No, they aren't. No,
Dudley?
No, they're not. They're not tax dollar funded. And I'm trying to remember, you're catching me at a... I remember where I found it, I don't know, but I know that there's a story here. That's why you're telling it.
They have sponsors.
Yeah.
There are. Really?
And
yeah.
Apparently
like
the
Red Bull jumper guy?
You're like the Red Bull jumper guy. Apparently one of the biggest sponsors of the debates over the years has been Budweiser, yeah. Anheuser-Busch.
Mm.
Oh, and outside of the debate forum, there's a hospitality tent.
You know what I think they should do? Every time they tell a lie, they have to drink a Budweiser. Would that be awesome?
The other candidate? That would be great.
I love that.
You know
that.
There's a drinking game that goes with the
yes.
debate.
Right.
Like every
yes.
time that, right. like Mitt Romney says you know,
well,
something,
Mitt's
you have
out,
to take
he doesn't
a drink.
Drink.
Mitt
yeah.
doesn't drink, right?
No,
yeah.
you don't drink. No, the game is for
no,
people watching at home.
No,
there's
but
a whole
I thought you meant have the candidates take a drink.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so Obama comes out and he says, it's just not true. Mitt has to drink.
Yeah, every
right.
time Mitt uses the word tender when it comes to women's issues, you have to drink.
Well, the
you
dilemma
drunk
here.
Real fast.
How about binder?
Yeah, binder. Every time he says binder. The dilemma here seems to be that there was a hospitality tent set up outside for all of the recorders
Yeah.
And they're all outside getting a couple of drinks before they go in and report.
Well, the debates are much more tolerable on a couple of
buttons. Right. Exactly. So does the information that you get from your news source, whoever it might be, is it tainted by three or four drinks?
Alcohol.
A beer.
Yeah.
Is alcohol involved?
Well, so, I think there's a there's something we could post, actually, Jennifer, on the on how many people drink at lunch. If you go out for lunch, do you have a beer?
I don't drink at lunch, but I do drink at breakfast time.
Don't need to drink at lunch. I'm already drunk.
I don't know about you guys. I just love to have Cheerios and tequila. I'm pretty good, huh?
Now, see, that's funny, Roberta. As opposed to what you were talking about before. That was funny. Jennifer is amusing. She makes us all laugh.
It's because you don't agree with my political view.
No, it has nothing to do with your political point of view. Your political point of view has always been directly related to where your butt is. But that doesn't mean that it's, you know, that I'm finding it unattractive. It just isn't funny. This is not funny.
I'd really like to take a poll and see who thinks this whole binders thing on Amazon is funny or not.
It's funny.
I'd really like to take a poll in my binder.
Right.
She said poll and binder.
Open up that. Yeah. All right. I'm going to close this case because it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Binder.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
The Mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
After the hour, here you go, Rich.
Yeah.
The number of people on food stamps. Earlier today, we were talking about how you can imagine in your own mind how the federal government is working because the person that makes $70,000 a year, using the example of what the feds are doing, if you make $70,000 a year and you spend $110,000, that's exactly what the federal government is doing at the moment. Mm-hmm. All right, this puts it all in perspective. So there's no other reason. This is with the controversy about how many people are on welfare, et cetera, et cetera. So this is not meant to be a political statement, and so don't misconstrue it. It's a statement of facts, because we know there are 46 million Americans who are on the food stamp rolls right now. And so, as if this wasn't enough, and this is something that ought to be discussed in the election and the campaign, the federal government has devised a series of Spanish language ads that use soap opera plots to help recruit new clients to welfare. U.S. Department of Agriculture released radio ads in Spanish dramatizing the benefits of this program so that they can be added to the rolls. The taxpayer now has about $80 billion a year invested in the food stamp program. Every ad modeled after a Spanish language soap opera, the telenova, extolling the virtues of the food stamp program called the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, referred to in the supermarket as SNAP. When you go to the supermarket and you're buying various foods and you're on the SNAP program, then you're on food stamps. They don't want to call them food stamps or the food stamp program anymore because it is demeaning to the people who are on them. So they call it SNAP.
I just did a Google search for Spanish ads.
Yeah.
Food stamp soap opera.
Right.
And I see on the 12th that a headline saying on July 12th, soap opera. The USDA uses Spanish soap operas to push food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Then on July 13th, USDA removes Spanish food stamp soap operas from website.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they're now back.
Are they using
something else? Yeah. I mean, they're using... But any under the circumstances, why would you do that trying to expand? You know, why would you spend money to do that? I think it's a good question, and I therefore have asked it.
If you have services and you don't advertise them, how do people know about them?
Well, I think that's great as long as they are legitimate services for businesses that will do something. Why do we have, there's no profit involved, federal government is better to advertise services to help these people get a job, right? Unless you're like the fellow that we highlighted in the last hour who died at the age of 25 as an entrepreneur, had eight children, was it eight? Children, six and nine, nine children, $1,300 a month. And you figure out what the, you know, it, what it amounts to is $158,000 a year. That's something you want to promote. Taxpayers paying $158,000 a year. Food for thought. Speaking of food, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here now on Good Day with his weekly recipe. I wonder how much, Louis, you check some of the websites for not just recipes. I was looking at AOL Food. Don't ask me how I got there. AOL Food is a way for families to get recipes. Oh, I know what it was. Meredith was making something in the kitchen, and she had her iPad open to the recipe. And she was had gone to AOL. What? Why? What are you wowing about?
That's so cool.
Well, you've never heard of that or done that before?
No, I've had Epicurious and all of the apps. There's lots of cooking apps where, and even stands where you can have your iPad in the kitchen and just I have a plastic stand and I put my Epicurious app, open it up and just kind of follow along.
They have a refrigerator now that has it built into the door so you can cook, you know, look for all your stuff. LG came out with that.
Really?
And don't forget the the Pan Digital that I have, which looks like a picture frame, so you can load your pictures to it. It's a TV set that you hang in your kitchen, and you can watch TV on it, or when it's shut off, it looks like a picture, or you can download recipes and actually watch it on the wall. It's really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, we actually have some cool stuff in Scotland.
Look at Doug. She took her iPad, and guess what? The recipe was right there.
Okay. All right. Calm down.
It's amazing.
Calm down. Calm down. All right. Chef Louis DeAngelis has our recipe. Oh, I'm funny?
You're funny.
Did you tell Roberta that?
No, Roberta, he's funny.
Funny, boy.
But see, exactly like I said, and like I always
say. He keeps his recipes in binders.
Now, that was funny. That was funny. As a matter of fact, you're going to love this. I just picked up Louis' recipe for the day, and it happened to be on a piece of paper that has three holes in the side of it that came out of a binder.
For those who are just joining in the fun, Roberta and Doug have been going at it for a while this morning about whether the binder comment is funny or not.
Uh-huh.
And Doug doesn't think it's funny.
No. But I thought that was funny.
That was
funny. Yes, it was funny. There are a couple of recalls to spend a little time on, Louis. In fact, the Dole folks are at it again. These plastic vegetables, the lettuce and the spinach and the things they put in these plastic bags, and now they're being recalled from Dole anyway because of salmonella. How many times a year do we have these? People say, oh, my God, it's terrible. The government's not doing its job. What are you talking about? Go to the food store and buy the stuff fresh. Are you that damn lazy that you can't get the food? One little, here's a bit of lettuce over here, some carrots over there. I mean, that's a little, I guess I'm a little harsh with that, but people find it convenient and I understand all of that stuff, but they're no good. So how is it convenient if the stuff is no good? N-G.
Well, you know, it's funny. The same people that are complaining about, you know, the food safety and the ones that are buying these salad bags are the ones that are complaining about the high price of food. Well, if you turn around and buy a head of lettuce for $1.29, that's what it's running this week, and a pound of carrots and a couple of onions, you can make six or seven bags of lettuce, of salad, just what you bought for $3-4.
But what do you do if you're, for example, like my mom, who tried to give me a bag salad the other day because she wasn't going to use it, and says, I said, why don't you just buy a head of lettuce? She goes, I'll never eat it all.
Yeah.
It's, you know, have she makes a salad a couple of days a week. And, you know, she's like, if I buy a head of lettuce, it'll go bad before
you know
I get to it.
I'll bet you could buy the individual ingredients that are in that bag cheaper than you can buy the bag.
Yeah, you can. Actually, I like romaine because I'm by myself, but romaine tends to be easier for me to use.
Well, the other thing I told her is, like, maybe you should just hit the salad bar at the grocery store for the single serving.
Yeah, but isn't it the same stuff?
Because
they process it, but they process it in a plant too. The grocery stores.
Well, it's not about processing.
Yeah, that,
it's
you're
if
right.
If you put them inside of the plastic bag, that's going to make the stuff grow.
Right. Well, no, but usually in those weird plants, you know, where they process vegetables.
Dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
the problem is it's already on the plant by time before it even gets into that bag. You know, you got to look at your kitchen as the same thing as it's a miniature processing plant. That's where your kitchen is. We're so careful about how we handle our foods in the kitchen, but these manufacturers are in such a hurry. I mean, geez, they want to make the growing season so much faster, so they heavily nitrogen rich and fertilize everything so it quickly grows. And if you're going to grow food that fast, bacteria is going to grow too. You're going to have fallout.
Yeah.
And there's certain rules that they're supposed to maintain and do, there's an ammonia spray that they're supposed to use or alcohol. And you not only spray the food, but you have to spray the plant. And a lot of times they just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, we buy a bag of lettuce. I mean, if we took the time to take that bag of lettuce and do a little 10% alcohol spray on it and wash it when it comes out of that bag instead of believing that it's triple washed as it says on the bag.
And you can eat some salad.
I always wash my
vegetables down with alcohol.
So 10% solution of alcohol, and then it's rinsed, and it kills listeria. Alcohol or quaternary ammonia is the only thing that'll kill it.
I have an organic spray that I spray on my stuff when I get it, most of the fruit, things like that. It just a couple, three pumps, and then you put water over it and make sure it's all washed out. I think that's much better for you. But we are having this discussion so that you'll think about what you're buying and why you're buying it, and maybe this discussion is helpful to you in making your decisions. In a moment, Chef Louis helps us with a pumpkin planked salmon recipe that is posted at DougStephan.com with the picture of Chef Louis. You see Chef Louis's recipes, which is right next to the co-host and contributors box at DougStephan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, Chef Louis DeAngelis here with our recipe of the week that's posted at DougStephan.com. And the recipe is for pumpkin planked salmon. That sounds, in and of itself, something you can imagine sounds like a pretty easy thing to do. But what's the real story here, Louis?
Well, the real story is, Doug, and it goes along with what you said before, if people surf the web looking for recipes and stuff. I think the first place that anybody should go to is nutritiondata.com. And I do that. I don't look up other recipes. This one here is this recipe here for pumpkin plank is something that's never been done before. But what I did was, when I'm thinking of different foods, I go to nutritiondata.com. And it gives you the complete rundown of every mineral, the aminos, everything that's in any food that you want to look up. You just put it in a search pattern, and away you go. And when you want to put a good recipe together, nature has a funny way of making foods that go together nutritionally. Nature makes it taste good. It just so happens to that. So I looked up pumpkin, and pumpkin is only 49 calories per cup. And it's got an abundance of fiber. It's low in saturated fats, low in cholesterol. It's great for vitamin E, vitamin A, manganese, zinc, selenium, all good for your immune system. So I was thinking about it. I said, what goes good with all of these good nutritional facts? And the first thought that comes to me is salmon, because all the omega-3s. Just so happens pumpkin is loaded with omega-3s also.
Really?
Yeah. Beta carotene, great for skin tone,
right.
Great for your health. It helps convert vitamin A in your system. So we've been talking about the cedar plank cooking, and here you have a piece of wood. You soak it in water and you cook fish on it, and then when you're done, you throw the piece of wood away. And all it does is I'm not a big fan of it. It makes me feel like I'm eating in a cedar chest. You know, like I'm in somebody's oak chest eating dinner. And I'm not crazy about the flavor it gives. But pumpkin, in order to use it more, I figured it would go great. So I tried it. Take a strip of pumpkin, cut it from the top down like a triangle, and you have a nice curved dish that way. Clean it, roast it up for about 15 minutes till it starts getting soft. Then put your salmon on it. I did a stuffed salmon with a crab stuffing, rolled it up, and cut little rounds off of it, little pinwheels. I lay it on top of the pumpkin, and then I continued roasting it for 20 more minutes. And the whole concept is you've got real good health in the salmon. Salmon was stuffed with crab, which is also good for you. And as you eat the pinwheels of the salmon away, you can take spoonfuls of this beautifully cooked pumpkin underneath it. The pumpkin gets some of the salmon flavor. The salmon gets some of the pumpkin flavor. And it's so nutritious. It's so healthy. It's just a power-packed dinner for you. And it looks great on top of it all, serving it like that.
Could you put it in pie, Louis?
I'm sorry?
Can you put it in pie, salmon pumpkin pie?
Uh-huh. I would. I'd make a soup out of it, but then again, you know, that's just me, and that's Doug.
That's great stuff, the soup. But I'm thinking about it, the way you cut it and present it is a lot of the attraction, too, isn't it, Louis?
Oh, absolutely, because we start eating with our eyes, with our sense of smell, and then at that point, your mouth is already watering and half the fight is over when you're presenting a new dish to somebody. But it does make a beautiful presentation, and it's all power-packed. It's really nutritious this way.
18 minutes and you're done with it. Check out the recipe, Chef Louis' recipe, on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The president and his challenger in the same room, but the tone a bit different this time around. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The place, the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, Manhattan, New York City. The event, the Alfred E. Smith Dinner, a presidential election year tradition which raises money for the Catholic Archdiocese of New York. And yes, the tone was a whole lot different than the contentious atmosphere that was present about 30 miles to the east of New York City at Hofstra University on Long Island this past Tuesday night for that second presidential debate. Last night, President Obama and Governor Romney, who are both in search of every last vote, went searching for laughs, and they found them. Here's a sampling of the funny stuff, starting with Mitt Romney and a Sesame Street reference.
In the spirit of Sesame Street, the president's remarks tonight are brought to you by the letter O and the number 16 trillion.
Later on, Mitt Romney said he and the president are each very lucky to have someone special in their lives during the campaign season.
Someone who we can lean on and someone who's a comforting presence without whom we wouldn't be able to go another day. I have my beautiful wife, Ann. He is Bill Clinton.
President Obama followed Governor Romney, the president poking fun at his own less than stellar performance at their first debate.
As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate.
And the president took a little swipe at his opponent when he said he enjoyed walking around New York City before dinner.
Earlier today, I went shopping at some stores in Midtown. I understand Governor Romney went shopping for some stores in Midtown.
Lots of laughs all the way around. At the end of their respective speeches, both Governor Romney and President Obama spoke warmly of each other and said while their politics might be different, they admire each other as good family men. The dinner is expected to raise $5 million for Roman Catholic charities, a night of fun. Today, it's back to the serious stuff on the campaign trail. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have...
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower after a premature earnings announcement from Google, sending its shares into a nosedive yesterday. Google closed down 8% or over $60 a share, finishing at $695 a share. Meanwhile, the Dow fell 8 points to 13,549. S&P dipped by 4. NASDAQ lost 31 points. Oil prices down 2 cents a barrel, finishing at $91.10. Back to the stock market. Something happened 25 years ago today. That was the day the Dow dropped 508 points, which may not sound like an astronomical amount now, but back then it was, because that 508-point drop was more than 22% of where the Dow was at the time, the largest one-day percentage decline in stock market history, that day forever known as Black Monday. To put this in perspective, if the Dow fell 22.5% today, that would be a drop of over 3,000 points. Now you know why it was such a big deal. And finally, no doubt about it, it was a tough day for some New Yorkers yesterday. First of all, the Yankees were swept out of the American League Championship Series by the Tigers in Detroit. An 8-1 win for the Tigers. They're off to the World Series. And let's say you're a Yankee fan who spent the day in Manhattan yesterday. Chances are you were gridlocked at some point. With President Obama appearing at 3 events yesterday, there were streets and sidewalks that were barricaded along the way, including a 15-minute frozen zone outside the Waldorf Astoria Hotel last night. So you're standing there and you're stuck.
Yeah, it's a pain. Where we can see probably over 100 cops. What are we paying 100 cops in one block?
I think it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
And here's an out-of-towner visiting from overseas who had to stand still on the sidewalk for 15 minutes, and he did not like it.
Better things to do than to wait for some person passing around.
Not sure if the president has ever been described as some person horsing around. But hey, pal, don't get us started on the Queen. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.